Hi, my name is Santina McMillan.
And my name is Lucy Callender. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs are beginning a poetry unit. They are learning to look at things through the poet's eye. This means they are learning they can write a poem about anything, even a pencil sharpener or a ceiling. A favorite poet so far is Shel Silverstein.
The Fawns are learning about optical illusions. The students will be creating a residual image illusion by coloring a flag in two colors. Then, after staring at a piece of white paper, the image will show up in complementary colors. You have to see it to believe it. The third through seventh grade are taking the Minnesota Comprehensive Assessment math tests this week. All students in Minnesota take this test. We wish everyone a good testing day.
The Wolves wrote a three-paragraph essay about what the DARE program meant to them. The students wrote about how they will use what they learned in DARE to live a violence and drug-free life. The students are still researching and collecting facts about a person who made a difference. They have learned how to write one fact per post-it note, then transfer that to an index card with phrases, eventually turning their facts into a three-minute speech.
The Otters have finished reading The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn and are having their final discussion about the book this week. They have mapped the story along the Mississippi, answered dozens of comprehension questions, and learned a lot of new vocabulary. In addition, the students are learning and talking about the Missouri Compromise, a compromise of allowing a slave state in the North so that the number of free states and slave states would be equal.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Santina.
And Lucy.
Have a great day.